Tadel Turdlis, page 40, middle of the first column. Okay. The last thing we're learning is that the sparks of Kedusha came down through the Shviras HaKelim and to Eitz Hadas. The Aveda is to elevate the sparks. And like he says, that Yitzchok loved Esav because he saw the sparks of Kedusha, of Rameir, Unklis, Shmaya, Talion, Avadia, all those great people. And the Aveda is to elevate the sparks. So normally, the sparks have to go through the level of Yaakov Avinu, which is the level of Teferes, which is the premius of Zoh and so on. So he says, like the middle of the page, Ach Yitzchok, one second, Ach Yitzchok Rotzo, but what Yitzchok wanted to do by blessing Esav, she has a Shalei Ayidei Zoh. It shouldn't be through the six Sviras of Yaakov Avinu, Rag Sheyiz Galis, Eresel Yenem Ve'esav Atzmei. He wanted to do, so to speak, like a shock treatment. He wanted to reveal into Esav such super high levels of Kedusha that we discussed the other night. V'yitin l'choh ha'alikim. It comes even from the level of Elokim because it's so powerful. It comes from the level of Elokim, not even Yudke Vavke. So what Yitzchok wanted to do, Yitzchok thought he'd be able to elevate Esav by revealing into Esav a tremendously powerful level. He thought that would transform Esav. That's the additional or. Because in order to refine good from bad, you need to light attracts light. So in evil, how do you get through to the art of evil, the Kedusha that's in evil? By bringing a tremendously great light that attracts the light of a Kedusha. So therefore, that's the way you gather all the sparks of Kedusha, is by bringing down a tremendous level of art. That's why he says, what was the bracha of Yitzchok to what he thought was to Esav, but was really to Yaakov? Tal HaShemayim. What is the level of Tal? Tal of Datiko, the Tal of the level of Atik, the not of Lezob Chinu Shemayim. Meaning like this, we learned already, and many other Maimonim, there's rain and there's dew. In fact, soon we're going to start saying the same Tal Umato Levracha. Okay. What's the difference between Tal and Geshem and rain? So the Gemara says Geshem can sometimes stop, meaning rain is dependent on our behavior. Like it says in Shema, Im Shemaya Tishmu, then the Nasatim Tarachem, then I'm going to give you the rain. In that, then if the geese Eden sin, meaning they don't behave, Hashem's going to stop the rain. That's why when there was no rain, they used to fast. Now, Tal, do the Gemara says, do never stops. So Kabbalah explains, because Tal comes from such a level of Kedusha that behavior doesn't matter. Behavior, like we learned many times, In friendship, in spouses, which are not blood, so then behavior matters. You don't behave, you're not friends, you know. There's certain relationships that whether you behave or not, you're not more child or less child. You're a child, whether you behave or not. Tal, one second. Tal comes from a level of alukus. It says Tal of Atik, from the world of level of Atik, which is higher than Atzilis, which is so great, such a great level of Elokus, good and bad don't matter, behavior doesn't matter. Therefore, it says, the Medrash says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Matan Teda, when every Kol Dibur V'Dibur Parcha Nishmason, every word that came out of Hashem's mouth and Shabbos popped out of the body, and it says, and Hashem revived them, B'tal Sha'asid Lachis Beis HaMesim. Hashem revived them with the dew that he's going to resurrect the dead with. Meaning, duke, and therefore the man was covered on top and bottom with tal, because the man, lechem and hashemayim, comes from such a lofty level that behavior doesn't matter. So what Yitzchak wanted to do, not See the pun. D.O. What Yitzchak wanted to do was, he wanted to reveal into Esav such a level of Kedusha, of Tal HaShemayim, the level of Atik, and he thought that a shock treatment from Atik is going to refine Esav. Hashem said, no, it has to go through Yaakov Avinu, it has to go through the Zohar, the Pnimiyas. These things don't work shock treatment.
No process.
It has to be an internalized process of Yaakov Avinu from Tikkun and not the... And he said, what?
When you say Atik, is it always above Atsilos? Because there's an Atik in each world also.
Yeah, we're talking about the level of Atik. Atik is higher than Atsilos.
Always.
Atik is Kesef.
Ancient.
Okay. Yeah, but when you say Atik Stam, you mean Atik higher than Atsilos. And that's what it says. And then the pasuk continues from the fats of the land. That's the level of Chochma v'Atzil Abba Yosef Brata Nikra Oritz. Okay, so you have like this: Tala Shemayim u'Mishmani Ha'Oritz. So it says in Kabbalah, Tala Shemayim is a level of Atik. Shmani Ha'aretz, Shemen is the level of Chochma, and Abba Yosef Brata Chochma creates the daughter, which is the level of Malchus, meaning the way it comes from Atik into the six Svidus. What Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do, in other words, again, he knew exactly who Esav was. He wasn't fooled, like his old geezer that was over bottle senile, and he didn't know who, he know exactly who Esav was. Why did he want to bench him? Because he wanted to elevate those parts of Esav, but the time didn't come yet. Hashem said, this is not the process. It has to go through 3,000 years of Golos in an internal, pneumistic way of Yaakov Avinu to do it. Shaydeza, what Yitzchak wanted. Shialos and Itzutzim to elevate the sparks. Kmei Shanureyim, like we see. In the morning, there's dew on the earth, right? Then when the sun comes out and starts shining, all the dew elevates, right? So in other words, light elevates. So that's what he wants. The same thing, a little candle in the presence of a massive torch. It draws light. Okay? The Chassidus explains, or he says in Ayyamiyah many times, that when you bring light into the world, you go to a place, you bring light into the world, it attracts the light of the neshama. Ner mitzvah v'teira art. When you bring light into a place, neshamas are attracted to it. The same thing, this revelation from above. Shaya v'leikid kol anitzutim shenafle lamata. Okay? So, normally, in order to elevate bad from good, I'm sorry, to separate the good from the bad, you need to bring light. But this revelation, what Yitzchak wanted to do, tzarchi is b'teisiz, the ribidaika, which is the bracha, which is higher than seder ishtalshas. Shalafi seder ishtalshas loy esiv kadaylai. In other words, like this. As far as world is concerned, Esav wasn't worthy of a bracha. Because his behavior, like rain, you don't behave, you don't get. That's it. Only today's days when kids don't behave, the parents reward them. But normally, normal people, you don't deserve it, you don't get it. No matter how much the kid cries. But so therefore, Esav in the Shtauschlis wasn't fit for a bracha. Yaakov was. But Yitzchak wanted to bring down a level of Kedusha where good and bad don't matter, like Tal. That behavior, Tal and Netzah, Tal the Gemara says never stopped because it's higher than behavior, and he wanted to bring that level into Esav. And technically, he could have done it. Hashem says, now is not the time yet. There's a process. There has to be, you know, Golos, Mitzrayim, there has to be Matan Torah, there has to be Mishkan, there has to be first base of Mikdash, there has to be Churban, there has to be second base of Mikdash, there has to be Churban, and ultimately Mashiach.
And Adam also felt it that way.
Adam wanted to do it also. Adam wanted to eat from the Eitz HaDaas Ka'alavid Klipa. Like we mentioned, a Rebbe, Chassidus it says, in the around Chassidus, a Rebbe can elevate Shoshkiv Satmeis to Kedusha. A Rebbe is able to elevate Shoshkiv Satmeis to Kedusha. Normal people can't. Adam Arishit thought, it says in Chassidus Shoshkiv, Adam Arishit thought he was a Rebbe. Hashem said, no Eitz HaDaas. So Eitz HaDaas was Shoshkiv Satmeis, right? You can't eat it. Adam Arishit thought he was a Rebbe. And therefore, he thought that he can elevate even Shoshkiv Satmeis. So he knew Hashem said no. But he thought, I'm so great, I can elevate. So the problem is, the Gemara says in Eidavin, Adam Rishon Chassid Godol Hoya. He was a great Chassid, he wasn't a Rebbe. So he wanted to elevate Shoshkiv Satmeis, he couldn't do it. And that was the sin.